Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm going to beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, a final frontier.
DJ!
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its five-year mission, to explore...
That good
to seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Wrecking the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smell So Good, an international
call. Hail, all the way from the Netherlands. Presenting
Sayonite.
Interface complete.
Yep. This is officially it, people. This is officially the end of Wrecking the Game Radio.
Oh, groovy, baby.
Not really.
Ooh.
We are moving, people. We are moving.
Let's get one thing straight, actor. I don't trust you. And if you betray us, I'll rip your fucking balls off and stuff them up your ass so that the next time you shit, you'll shit all over your ball. Got it?
Officially, people, no more Wrecking the Game Radio Monday. We are making the switch, you know what I'm saying? So this is it. This is the last day on this network. An official move over to www.trilateralradio.com. TRILATERAL radio.com. For more of the hottest shows on and off the internet, you know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all come through and show some love. As, you know, we wrap up, wrap up our thoughts and goodbyes and prepare to move on to greater heights, people, you know. If you're a fan, a friend, an affiliate, or first-time listener to WDG Radio, you know, to make sure you make your way over to the all-new location. More uncut and uncensored content, no annoying pop-up ads, and plan, you know what I'm saying, before, during, or after the show. Excellent audio quality. You download, archive episodes, also join the fastest and most entertaining real radio station anywhere in the land. And you heard it from here, live, Captain Smell So Good, on the Starship Smelly Prize. Got the new domain name, you know what I'm saying, be effective a little later on in the day, so you all can go to trilateralradio.com officially by this evening. You know what I'm saying, we will be up and running and full-fledged after that. Yeah, that's what we're doing, you know what I'm saying? So make sure y'all look out for that, man. And, you know, it's just been a good show. If you didn't see listen to the last show, make sure y'all check out Friday's archive, you know what I'm saying? Just another little continuation on from this show here, you know what I'm saying? Right here live. Last radio show moving over, you know what I'm saying? And, it's like a million goodbyes and all that kind of stuff. But all of those, not really a goodbye, because we still be right here on Wrecking the Game Radio, on Blog Talk Radio, but it'll only be for 30 minutes, which will be, you know, promotion. The 30 minutes just get, you know, promotion and updates and stuff like that, but it won't be a show, people. Believe you me, you can't do a show in 30 minutes. You know, nothing news lasts longer than 30 minutes. So, moving on over, people. We're moving on over and moving on over. And, yeah, that's what time it is, you know what I'm saying? Beam up Miss Heaven Angel real quick.
Timmy!
Hey, man, new beam. I never got a new beam coming for Trilateral Radio. Shout out to the old side now hooking us up with the new station, trilateralradio.com. Make sure y'all look out for that. And it's up and running. We're still under the construction, you know what I'm saying? By the end of the week, we should be full-fledged, you know what I'm saying, doing shows. I know I'm taking a couple of days off to get everything right, you know what I'm saying, for the new move. And then it's going in. So the rest of the week, you know, you'll hear 30-minute episodes and updates and stuff, little 30-minute updates on the progress of the new move. And then officially, February 25th is the official new season for Record and Game Radio. So, we're gonna be doing what it do. So we're gonna take a little break, you know what I'm saying, off, of course, to make sure everything, we get all the, you know, everything worked out. And after that, yeah, it's gonna be official, people. You know, TriLiveRadio.com is official. All the hottest shows, people. I mean, from around the world, and I mean the world. Miss Heavenly Angel, what's happening?
What it's happening. It's Monday morning, and I'm fighting the flu. I've been taking care of kids all week, and now I'm fighting the flu cold. I took some medicine,
right.
So I feel a little better.
Right. Just a Motrin?
Can you hear me? Or is the phone acting up?
No, I said, did you take Motrin?
Oh, no. I took, I don't like to take it, but I had to. I took Theraflu.
Oh, yeah. Why you don't like to take it? Is it nasty as hell?
There's too many poisons in it. You know what I mean?
Too many poisons in it.
Well, they got artificial flavoring. I can name a list of items on there, but I need to have it so I can function today.
Yeah. Shuts it down. Shuts out the homeboy Art, who got shut down because he decides to. We went down to Gainesville, which is about a little over an hour and a half away from where I stay at, to go support one of our artists, you know what I'm saying, a little Keith, you know what I'm saying. He was performing up at one of the clubs up there. So we left, it feels like 52 degrees, you know what I'm saying. By the time we got out to Gainesville, just an hour away, a little over an hour and a half, it dropped 10 degrees.
Wow.
Just within an hour. It was actually 40 degrees when we got up there. You know, by the time we started walking to the club. So he gets out, you know, he ain't got no cap protect. He got a bald head, so he ain't got no cap protecting his head. And he ain't got no and he got a little skimpy little sweater on, you know what I'm saying? I guess he thought that was adding protection to him. And that wasn't it, you know what I'm saying? So now his ass up. Sick and shit. And, it's all good.
Yeah.
All good.
Not fun.
I'm on some website where, looking for a cheap domain name, you know what I'm saying? You got all these other people, GoDaddy's and all this kind of crap. They got this one site where they talking about, $349 a month. Either $350 a month, or they got $2 a month, or they got instant website with hosting under $1 a month, or they got $2 a month.
That's cheap.
No, this says $1.99 a year.
That's cheap. That's really cheap.
I'm like, huh?
I mean,
free
really?
Domain forwarding, masking, locking, status alerts, email forwarding, for sale page, park page, free change
that's
of registry.
That's cheaper than a penny a day.
Yeah, somebody.
It's been added up to a
penny. This is on hostingdude.com.
Well, I talked to Hugh Harper. He has another song coming out here called Sign Your Name.
Yeah.
I asked him to send it to you.
Registered email, blog,
you have
Stay
Girl, right?
Huh?
You have Stay Girl, right?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's what I thought, yeah.
Save big on 6 or more domain names, register 5 or more domains, and get free private registration. What the fuck is that? I gotta look inside now for that one, because I don't want to just start spending my money on some shit and it's too good to be true. Because, see, the thing with us is.
My Health Monday with research marijuana health.
Yeah, that'll have to move on to the new network, people. This is the last show. This is it. for My Elf Monday, and y'all want to catch My Elf Monday, make sure y'all come over to the new place. And, yeah. Now, this is weird. They got international prices.
Did you get the website? Did you get the website out?
What you mean?
The website, the new website for the
radio. It's up. It's up.
I know it's up, but
I'm
did you give it
you
out
you got to
here?
Have a domain name. No, you got to have a domain name. So
you're
I don't want to sit up here and buy it and then go with it. You know, somebody that's talking about it's cheap. And then, you know what I'm saying, it'd be the wrong thing. He'd come back and tell me, oh, no, we can't use that. And I would sit up there and, you know, pay you for it.
Well, make sure you
so they
post
got international,
it on
they got
Block
Talk. Huh?
Make sure you post it in on your profile on Block Talk when you're ready.
Each and every website comes with all you need to get online, includes a 5-page website with hosting, spam-free email, blog, photo album, and more. You get a for-sale page, domain forwarding and masking. Let's see, domain locking, change registration status alerts. Total DNS control, manage your own domain server records, and set your email, FTP, sub, domains, and website location, all from one control panel. Made up streams and know your hosting email. It's easy to remember because it has your domain name right in it. Let's see. But they got, okay. Yeah, it's bulk pricing. Oh, okay. Buying 6 or more. I ain't trying to do that. Okay, so they got international pricing, and then they got general pricing. I don't. That's the only thing I don't. You know what I'm saying? I know what's the difference of, because the general pricing for a year. That's where the $1.99 comes in. That it's the actual extension name. So if you want the .com, it's actually $10 a year, which is still fucking dirt cheap.
Yeah, that is.
I mean, 10 years is $12.54. So it's like, well, I will pay for the 10 years. You know what I'm saying? Shit, get it out the fucking way.
Yeah,
but if you use .info, you can get it at $1.99 or $9.19 for 10 years. Or if you use .us, you can get it.
.com.
Yeah. Or if you use .us, you get $3.99 a year. No, okay. Yeah, it's more worth it. I'll just go ahead and get the fucking 10 years and
call the day.
Let that be it. Yeah, let me see what the little. Let's see here. Oh, yeah, well, let's click on the product disclaimer. Okay, let's see what this says. The plus ICANN fee of 18 cents per domain name year applies to certain TLDs and only certain while requiring minimum registration period that exceeds 1 year. Oh. All right, well, it don't apply to me, so, okay. All right, well, let's see here. 10 years. Registration. Ownership faster, more private. Domain transfer.
Are you on G-Talk? G-Chat?
No, what is that?
Are you in Google Mail on the G-Chat?
Oh no! I'm not even in Google yet. Why?
Oh,
you need me to open? Yeah, man. I actually been with my soulmate all weekend, so you know.
That's what I told him.
Yeah, I've been with her all weekend. She came there.
I mean, I understand.
I don't know. And then yesterday, when she left, I was running around trying to. make my cum up and all that kind of stuff back up. So, keeping the Visions in Motion fundraiser 28th day to $1 million. Okay. That's from Marty Torres.
Marty Torres.
Okay, we need a DJ for my wedding, June 25th. Help me hang paper lanterns. What the? Need a DJ who can also help me hang paper lanterns for my wedding. Shouts out to thumbtack.com, man. They be getting me some gigs. I need a DJ for my wedding June 25th. I want a party club style DJ. I want my guests to dance. I also need someone to hang paper lanterns for me inside the venue. Not allowed to hang them myself. I can provide the lanterns as necessary. If you're going to contact me, please include a price quote. The wedding will be at the St. Pete Beach Community Center. Budgets from $1 to $1,000. All right, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Wow.
Requested January 29th. Owner before Saturday, June 25th. Hiring status, planning, and budget. Most affordable. Hell yeah, I'm finna reply to your ass. Not right now. Right now. See, I need no time. Time.
Oh.
That's the most important thing to me. I need no. How long are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? Needing me and stuff, and then that's when I give people a price. But just to say, I'll do it for $100, and then they turn around and say six hours. You know what I'm saying? Like, what? That was crazy.
Oh, no, man, you need to set that up properly.
But okay, I like that budget. So let me reply.
I got a message from Miss Tasha Black from Australia. She says she missed the theater.
Oh, Tasha.
She loves the, she was in the theater show on Sunday. It was a Saturday. One of the days during the weekend, but she popped up and she called on the show, and I let her know sent her some love, so she sent some love back. Said she tried to come in a couple times for the show, but you weren't there.
Whatever.
No show.
That's what the archives for.
Well, she was trying to call in for you.
Yeah, but see, she on that other time zone, so.
I know.
Kind of up and down when she
called in. It's midnight her time when the show's on, and she's sleeping and has to get up early for work, she said. But she did try to come to the show a couple times. But you didn't show up to the show, so she wasn't able to call, is what I'm saying.
Right. Well, tell her what day that was. I ain't missed too many shows.
She sent some love, man.
And all right. Well, let me play a quick song. I gotta get into a quick song, people. We got a little time to do what we do here, you know what I'm saying? Move on over, get everybody, you know, pumped up and ready, you know what I'm saying, to do what we do. You know, move it on over. You know what I'm saying? Get ready to have a good time. And that is what time it is. So let's go ahead and get into let's see. I played old Brian King last week, so let's get into some Mellocon. It's Mellocon right here, people. Come right back at you with all your thoughts, people. Call up 347-237-5125 so you can buy it, say your people, jobs, pay all of that. You know what I'm saying? So it's going down.
That boy down, got choked, ride shotgun, never drove too much. Ayy, as a youth, I never said too much. Just thought a loud mouth and how they get busted. Block on chain, they say. Block on boy, they say. Block on chain, they say. Block on boy.
I'ma keep it gangsta, homie. I'ma keep the heat on me. I'ma hold my fam down. I rap this 8 times. Boss hard rider, bitch, and Jay. These hogs can't be right behind that shit. Music banging so loud. A candy blue flipper, but I love that black on black. If it ain't four doors, homie, I ain't feeling that. No, I love to push my shit in back. Let the wind blow. Some reflecting out the way. Got them sitting sideways. Pop the leg dropper, got it sitting sideways. I'm riding back and follow up. I'm on the grind, so my style won't be a phase. From the cradle to the grave, I'ma die getting paid. Keep stacks on deck like mellow set. You know I'm reppin' for my set, every day, all day. Can I pull a leg out and pop my trunk? Got the hood neon, 418s on some. Riding on four, so you know I hard play. Still on parole, but you know I ain't safe. I'm still the same D, switching up to same me. Broke now, I can't be. Can't sleep if I get it. I be out there with the bullets till I fall and close to it. Think I'ma let you die while I die, you so stupid. Guess what? You in love, I'm a changed man. The beast of me sleep, don't wake that nigga up again.
That boy down, got choked to the touch. Ride shotgun, never drove too much. Hey, as a youth, I never said too much. Just all the loud mouths and how they get busted. Block on, block on, chain, they say. Block on, block on, boy, they say. Block on, block on, chain, they say. Block on, block on, boy.
I got him dead in my sights as he begged for his life. Should I kill him, reveal him to the light? Or let the night consume him, deliver him through the eye of the needle? Cause it's easy to get to heaven when you and your money ain't matrimony. It's hard to sever the ties. And speaking of a tie, I will never leave it tied. It will be a sudden death before I ever let it slide. I will take the reaper's breath, inhale it, and blow some circles in the sky. I'm a bad communicator. Apparently, they don't listen when I tell them this can happen to you. It's an intangible truth. See, you ain't that difficult. I can locate you. Matter of fact, coach you verbatim what you were saying last night to your boo. So keep it real with your truth. Tell them, avoid what you willing to do. Cause I will chop them into pieces and make bitch niggas sue. And on a full stomach, I'ma come gunning for you. Remember that.
That boy got choked. Ride shotgun, never drove too much. Ayy, as a youth, I never said too much. Just all the loud mouth and how they get busted. Block on, block on, chain, they say. Block on, block on, boy, they say. Block on, block on, chain, they say. Block on, block on, boy.
Arrival. Let's get to the end to this revival. Too many apostles is passing. No soul survival. Cause they splitting the churches up, no more tribal. Tell me where it's in Baptist or Mormon in the Bible. That's your statements are written scriptures, be reliable. Now your soul is on the line, is it liable? Or is it what I call lying bull, not verifiable? Either you is or you ain't saved, undeniable. Either you hungry or you ain't, man, not pliable. The word of the Lord is not liable. Blood of a sword will cut, don't touch, it's not viable. Your belief is justifiable. Relief, I keep it fresh brief. I'ma keep it real though for the street. As far as west goes to east, keep it tight, family leave, like gums to teeth.
I get pressed. 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 I get pressed.
I'm fresh, and you know it. No hate. Just go get new tags or a better whip. I'm blessed. So I show it, I'm fresh, and you know it, no hate, just go get new tags, or a better whip, I got God, so I show it, 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 show it.
Yeah, people, we are officially going in.
I get pressed.
Get pressed. No more Reggae and the Game Radio Monday, people, right here live on the BTR Blog Talk Radio Network. We're making the official move, people. Making the official move. Did you get a chance to click the link?
Yeah, I'm
ready
to pull up right now.
Oh. Yeah, just to show you all the different little prices and all the crap they got, huh?
You got securepaynet.net
for domain. Do you domain name? No, it's called hostingdude.com. Yeah, same thing. Secure PayNet. Yeah, but that's the. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on there.
That's
yeah.
Weird though. SecurePayNet.net. Okay, hold on. Let me see something. Because if that's the case, then who the hell is y'all? SecurePayNet. SecurePay.net.com. It's got to be something like that.
Yeah.
Let's see something.
Yeah, only $12.54 for 10 years. Man, jump on it.
Yeah, so I'm like, let me go get this out of the way now. But at the same time, for a year, you know, I can get a couple of them registered, though. And that's what I would be most interested in doing, is actually getting my my record of game entertainment, you know what I'm saying, registered radio,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying, and get a bulk, you know what I'm saying, that's what I'm saying, so you pay for five or more of them, then you get the better deal.
It's still a deal, I mean, it's a ridiculous deal.
Yeah, I mean, at $10 a year or $12, you know what I'm saying, for 10 years, you know, shit. Even
hosting,
well,
dude. You should check out on Better Business Bureau, too, as well.
Yeah, that's true. But see, now, let me see. Because I bet you. Better Business Bureau. Yeah, people. Even these .com names and shit, y'all be sitting up here registering, you know what I'm saying? Thinking that y'all can just set up old fictitious ass site, you know. People gonna find you. We'll find you. All right, so we're looking for, check out a business or charity. Right. Business name or charity. Okay, type of business. Yeah. And we're going to do a direct search by the phone number, because if they have a phone number listed down here at the bottom, and it says for support, dial 480. Okay, hold on, 480.
I see a phone call coming on.
Huh?
Calling them up.
480-624-2500. Let's see if they even show up first. Aha. Uh-huh. This shows up. And we have Banshee Domains. We have Darren Belanger Incorporated. That's out of Ohio. That's out of somewhere else. Then you got Kentucky, Texas. The only one that says they're accredited business is Dan Belanger Incorporated. Okay, so this, let's see, Banshee Domains. That's the name of his company. It's called Banshee. Banshee Domains.
Banshee, huh?
Hmm. Yeah, let's see what we got here. So far, he's got a A-plus rating, BBB issues, reliability reports. What is his Banshee Domain has a rating of an A-plus on a scale from A to F. Length of time business has been operating, no complaints filed, and he has sufficient background information on this business. And located in Delaware, his actual website is BanshiDomains.com. And see, what he's doing is just throwing off other different names. You know what I'm saying? He's putting up a whole bunch of different .coms, but under different names.
Right.
Yep. So they, I guess, so they'll be easier to show up. You know what I'm saying?
Well, he's got, you know, more than one name to go to one location. So that's
right.
Pretty cool.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's how you work it.
Nah, that's funny too. As soon as you go to the Banshee website, providing domain names and hosting since 2003, but it's the exact same website.
Yeah.
Just changed the hosting dude head on it. Yeah, that's all he did, was change the headers on it. Same website.
That's how
that's
you
hard
do.
There. That is hard. There. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, more traffic. More traffic in there.
Man. All right. Well, you got me, homeboy. So let's see. Gotta go drop a little money on the card. We're going to get us a .com, people, at okay, let's see, Trilateral Radio.com. You'll search on it. What the hell happened?
Check the chat. Cyanide's trying to talk to you in G chat. He said, "Go to GoDaddy. He wants to go to GoDaddy."
How long to drop this in there? Hey, tell me what's so special about this here?
About GoDaddy?
No. I just dropped the link in for the other place.
Oh, hold on. I'll look in a minute.
Yeah. See that, and this is why I didn't want to rush out and go and try to get something, because I, you know what I'm saying? Then he telling me that's
the
wrong shit. I need, yeah. So I want something that
I've heard
you know
about GoDaddy. I know they've been around for a while. So talk to Cyanide. He's in the G chat, waiting for you.
No, I'm on both of them. I'm on. I just dropped the link on both sides.
I see him.
Yeah, he in BTR. Yeah. So what I'm saying is, I rather, because I'm thinking. See, GoDaddy, what we need is hosting. We don't need necessarily just a domain name. We need hosting with it though. We need unlimited upload and download plus bandwidth. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I think he doesn't have on this. So that's why they so dirt cheap. So he just selling names.
Right.
Let me see how much his hosting is. Okay, hosting plans. Okay, the web hosting. Where else? Free setup software, unlimited storage and bandwidth. Okay, economy plans, 10 gigs. 3 months, $3.99 a month. 30 for 3 years is. Oh, okay, $3.99. That's $4 a month. That's like, what, $48 for the year. That's for 10 gigs of space, unlimited bandwidth. 100 email accounts and 10 MySQL databases. Or you can get 150 gigs space, unlimited bandwidth. Or you can go all the way to the unlimited plan, which is unlimited space and bandwidth. 1,000 email accounts. And that's $15 a month. Damn, that's expensive than a motherfucker. See, so it ain't really in the domain name. It's the hosting.
I see that now.
Yeah, so that's the little fool right there. All right. You'll get for free with hosting. It's cheaper. Oh, yeah. See, that's why I ain't want to rush into it. Because, see, the only thing I did, I typed in cheap domain name. And that's what popped up. Hold on a second. Yeah, girl, you know I'm on the radio. Why is she tripping? He on the radio. That's where he hung up. Wait, he on the radio. Yeah, I'm on the radio, people. All right. Okay, so... Fuck Banshee.
Doing radio stuff.
Okay, on that one. Fuck Host Daddy. Go Daddy. Go Daddy. Go Daddy. $4 for $5 a month. Oh, yeah, look at that. Oh, man. I just dropped it. And they got the. We're about the same. Well, they about the same. Actually, no. That second one was how much? How much did I just say for the deluxe?
It was about $50, wasn't it? A year?
Yeah, it was $3.99 for the first. And then the second one.
About $50.
Hold on, let me see something. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Okay, let's see something here. Try to look it up, and then I'll know. Okay, where is it at? Web hosting, hosting plans. Okay, yeah, see, his was 12 months, $8.95. Yeah, so it is cheaper. They want $8.95, and then for everything else is $14.99, so... But see, even if you, that's for everything, but if you go with their unlimited, with their ultimate, you know what I'm saying, then you can get it cheaper too. Because with all their plans on Banshee, all theirs is $14.99 a month, even if you go with the 36-month plan. But if you go with the 3 years,
Sinai wants to know if you're still using TalkShoe.
Most expensive, you pay for a year.
I don't understand what he's talking about.
Right, 10 a month, yeah. No, that's so we can archive the shows. Yeah, what's up, man? Okay. Oh, I was out there. I called you back. Oh, well, I called you, and nobody, it didn't pick up, so, and I was like, all right, I figured she, and I was out there on the block all day till about 6, 7 o'clock. Yeah, damn sure. I was up there too. I seen you when you walked in. No, I was sitting in the car. I was sitting in the car though. No, because I was sitting in the car, and then Burn came out. Everybody came down. Them niggas knew I was in the car, man. Like, they just wanted to have a conversation with you. No, I didn't have a ticket. I was sitting in the car. I'm telling you, I was sitting out there since like 7:30. I came up there like 7:30. That's how early I was up there. I leave till like 12 o'clock. I left at that. I left.
I thought I saw the car, but I didn't see nobody. When I looked to the middle, I didn't see nobody over there.
No.
I think Nelson would have called me if he would have seen me.
I was sitting inside the car, but it's all good. I'm on the radio, woman. I'm going to have to hit the back when I get off.
Okay.
All right, I'll call you back. Oh, yeah, damn job, I knew. Hell, motherfuckers be talking about something they don't see. You sons of bitches be sitting at the goddamn club. Huh?
I said, did you touch Baby's cyanide recently? He's about to go walk the dog.
Oh, yeah, I got him. That's $10 a month. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So $10 a month, we pay for... actually, it's cheaper than that with GoDaddy. If we pay for... oh, yeah, it is 10 for the year. Okay. So, that's, well, shit, that's $120, though. Okay, I didn't think it was going to be that expensive. All righty, then.
Happy birthday.
$6.99 a month. Let's see. That's 12 times 7 bucks. That's what, $84? Okay. So $84 for the year. $84 for the year. Now, I'm wondering if I do the month, if I sign up for the month to get the name up there and then go back, can I upgrade it to the year plan? You know what I'm saying? I just want to make sure we at least get the plan up to date. You know what I'm saying? At least get it up. You know what I'm saying? So we can at least, you know, for the month, and then by the end of the month, I have all the money and stuff to go ahead and pay for the year. Matter of fact, I need to contact, what's his name?
Timmy!
Well,
the Easy Rider.
PR wants to charge you, what, $30 a month? Come on,
yeah.
Now. So, you know, you're getting off cheaper here.
Okay, yes you can. All right, cool. Now, that's all I wanted to know. So, I just want to make sure that as long as I go ahead and buy the service today, because, see, I'm finna run out and run down the street, you know what I'm saying, and then go and purchase the domain name, you know what I'm saying, go ahead and put the money on the car and then actually buy the domain name so we can at least have that up, you know what I'm saying, for people, even if it ain't nothing streaming on there. I just want people to go to the site to know that the site is up, you know what I'm saying, officially. So, that's what I'm definitely going into. And then, you know, hell yeah, after, you know what I'm saying, 6 months or whatever, we get it booming and we get our you know what I'm saying, get our people, you know. Well, now, what's the difference between Linux and Windows based? I see it's two different things. You got plans for Linux and then you got plans for Windows. Cause I'm wondering if I got a Windows-based program, how does that work for you know, what's the difference between Linux and Windows? Let's see. 1 month long, 1 month, no long-term contracts required, 12, 24, 36, unlimited monthly data transfer, 150 gig disk space, and 50 users, we get 50 FTP users, 500 addresses, 500 megs email storage. Needs emulation to run. Okay. There we go. That's all I need to know. Shouts out for intelligence, man. You know what I'm saying?
Timmy!
You know, if it wasn't for intelligent people in the world, we'd be some stupid motherfuckers.
Hey, Sina, I'm going to call in when you get done walking the dog.
Yeah. He just left out, matter of fact. But shout out to Mr. Sinai, man, representing the Netherlands. He's wrecking game radios, everything, goddammit. You know, shit. Tech support, fucking all goddamn shit. Need a man. Goddamn man. So, yeah, that's what we're going to do. So, in a minute, I'm gonna run down the street, go on and get that desk so we can get this up and running, people. And trilevelradio.com will be official. Not official, I mean official. Oh, yeah. Let me make sure. Now, this is something weird, too, because this dude got the same 408 number. You know what I'm saying? 408-505-887. I wonder if that's the same damn dude.
It is.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You never know.
Damn. You got it locked down, homie. You got it all the way across the board. But they number one. GoDaddy.com is the world's number one ICANN accredited domain register for .com, .net, org, InfoBiz, and U.S. domain extensions.
That's where my sister goes.
What's that?
Computer engineer. Oh. You know, the one in California that works at Yahoo.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so we're going with the Linux. And, actually, I'm going to just do the unlimited space and bandwidth for the $15 a month. I might as well do that.
Yeah.
And,
Talk Radio.
Yeah, I might as well do that. No, talk show is so, you know, like before I called in through the talk show, and then you got that clear ass sound quality, but it saves archives for it. So really, we need a way that, you know what I'm saying, an easier way we can get the archive saved. You know what I'm saying? Plus, so people can go back and download them. Now, whatever he got on there right now, it shows that we got the ability to do that though, because I clicked on Wednesday, Wednesday. And then it has the ability to, you know, saying download it or embed it. So, I do see that. I do see we had ability. We there. Put it that way, people. We is now. We just need to get all the legal stuff out of the way, and you know, a little in particular, do a couple of test shows, and then we up and running. So, for the rest of the week. After the day, people, Reckoning Game Radio will be officially shut down. You will get some updates, you know what I'm saying? But I won't be on here playing no music, no none of that, because we want to make sure we get, you know what I'm saying, everything right for the big move, you know what I'm saying? So I'd rather definitely take some time off, you know what I'm saying, to make sure that the entire network is up and running. And then we, you know, check back on the archives and everything else.
Timmy!
For 30-minute updates.
Yeah, you could do 30 minutes a day until 30 minutes.
iTunes and others. Oh, okay. Okay, you can upload episodes, put it in the posting. Well, see, now I still rather do that too then. Because if we can go through TalkShoe And TalkShoe provides you with a free phone number. I'd rather you go through TalkShoe as the call-in number. People call into that.
Yeah.
And then we take that downloaded archive and then re-upload it, you know what I'm saying, back through our site. And then therefore you'll have, you know what I'm saying, that clear quality and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
You know, that's the best possibility I can think of, because they give you the free phone number, you know what I'm saying, and everything. So
there you go.
Yeah, but I do got the TalkShoe account. That's what he was asking me about earlier. So yeah, I still do have my TalkShoe account, and got a couple of episodes on there, actually like 3 or 4 episodes. And the thing about TalkShoe is you can re-upload episodes through them too. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
Listen, people, one thing about me on this goddamn Facebook, stop sending me this shit. I'm not going to accept send love to your friends, best friends, hearts, causes, hugs, smiles, iHeart, Cityville, I don't play on Facebook. I don't use it for nothing but to get my goddamn radio show information out there and to look for old school military friends. That's it. I don't poke people.
You
I don't send special hearts.
Nah,
I ain't doing all that shit. I'm showing love by, hey, check my status. Whatever the status says, you getting love show. I ain't with that, man. I'm just not into it, people. I'm just not into all of that kind of stuff y'all keep sending me. I got like 40 goddamn requests for all this other kind of shit. I don't even be on Facebook like that. So, sorry, people. They just, you know. I want to give a shout out to my homeboy DJ Party Time. Let me see if this fool answers the phone, man. Hold on.
You could also call those hosting places. Call Bo Daddy and online.
Fucking birthday, and he only answered the goddamn phone. You know what I mean?
It's his birthday.
Yep, today is his birthday.
Happy birthday, DJ Party Time.
If he answers the phone. The hell is your birthday and you don't answer the phone? People do some crazy shit. People do some crazy shit, people.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy, DJ Party.
Man, damn that shit.
I'm sorry I'm unable to take your call at this time. Your call is very important to me, so please leave your name, number, and the nature of your call, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Nature of your call, love it.
Nature of these, nigga. Happy birthday. Yeah, would have got the real happy birthday song, but you chose otherwise. You want your motherfucking shit. Call 347-237-5125. You got 1 hour and 7 minutes to call and pick up your prize. It's Reckoning Game Radio. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
To send your message, press 1 at any time. To listen to your message, press 2. To re-record.
Yeah. Yeah.
Message
sent. That's bullshit. Some bullshit right there, people. You know? All right. But since it is, I'll go ahead and play it for them. All right. Right back at y'all, people. Here we go.
Oh! Kill for my dog.
dick while you on your. They try hard, but them boys can't last. You need to roll with the boys, they dance. And my dog got a birthday day.
What's that?
Down on that birthday day, girl.
It's my dog's birthday.
the last nutty news, people. The last nutty news right here live on the Blog Talk Radio Network is in a
fight. Tuesday night we go and visit your mother. But Wednesday, when we make it, when we clean. It's when everything is right. There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your after work, social, sports team practice, so you're not too tired.
People, it is the last nutty news right here live on Blog Talk Radio Network. Moving over to www.trilateralradio.com. And we're getting it And this is going to do it. You know what I'm saying? At least for this season. Don't forget, new season, season 3, starts February 25th officially. We'll be moved over to the new network before then, but you know, that's when the official jump off for Wrecking the Game Radio, that is, officially commences. And as on February 25th, going down real big. That is the anniversary. So, shouts out to everybody out there, you know what I'm saying? See Mr. Life After Dust Live, Miss Computer Lady, you know what I'm saying? Mr. Cyanide, and of course, Miss Heavenly Angel, you know what I'm saying? And don't forget, especially said the Baby Power Fest J, man, y'all gonna be able to check us out, you know what I'm saying? The Trilateral Radio. You know what I'm saying? Live on trilateralradio.com. You know what I'm saying? Three of the hottest shows, you know what I'm saying, on Blog Talk Radio. You know what I'm saying? We'll be leaving these airwaves and moving on over to our own ish. And I mean ish. Yeah, if you know what I mean. And, yeah, so we're doing it real big, man. You know what I'm saying? Congratulations to everybody who part of the network, who've been following us, who have been supporting us, who've been friending us, who everything, just been helping out in a major way, you know what I'm saying? Much love and thank you. And, yeah, it's a big appreciation, you know what I'm saying? Definitely, though, Mr. Easy Rider, you know what I'm saying? Because he was the first one that put his foot forward and said, you know, you guys need anything, just let me know, and you're going to get it done. So we're going to give him a call, you know what I'm saying?
Avon calling.
Oh, yeah. You know what we
ordered? Bubba here to talk to you about bid66.com. It's fun, it's easy, and if you sign up right now at bid66.com, you get 10 free bids. How about an Apple iPad, an Xbox? I bought mine for $30 at bid66.com. Pirate tickets, gift cards, get your kicks from bid66.com. Plus, free shipping straight from the factory. Where else can you get that? Nowhere. Go to bid66.com. .com right now.
Yeah, people. You know, just like with, you know, all great things in this world, you know, they come to an end eventually. You know what I'm saying? And, but.
Hey, where one door closes, another one opens.
And they move on. That's it, you know? So, it's not saying that this is the end of Wrecking the Game Radio or the Trilateral Commission Network, but it's just saying that, you know, we've reached a plateau that we need to move on and get it how we live on our own. And, you know, like thank the Lord for that blessing, you know what I'm saying, for allowing us to the time to mature, you know what I'm saying, into what we are today, and also giving us the time to develop the skills that we have today, you know what I'm saying, in order to comfortably feel that we can move over to a new network and hold it down on our own, you know what I'm saying, without customer service support and all the other kind of ish, you know what I'm saying? And plus, we want to get paid, people. You know what I'm saying? Can't get paid on this motherfucker. Jesus, that don't make no sense. I got 25,000 motherfuckers that listen in at any given time, and I can't get no revenue off of it. That's asinine, you know, and that's wrong. But at the same time, that's right for us because now we see what not to do on our own network. So when y'all come over to our shit, we ain't finna be kicking it like Blog Talk Radio. This is like GTR now, you know what I'm saying? Greed Talk Radio. That's all these motherfuckers that came to the point, get greedy and shit, you know. But for every action is opposite and equal reaction. We are the equal reaction that has come out of that action. And that's what you get. TriLateralRadio.com. So make sure y'all lock that in. You know what I'm saying? This evening I will be hitting everybody up with mass emails, you know what I'm saying, of the new site. Name, please forward that information out. I mean spam, people. I need you to spam, motherfuckers. Yes, spam. Just for this is a good spam, though. You know what I'm saying? Spam all your people and tell them about the new move, the new location, man, because it's going down. And we're going to start this thing out, you know what I'm saying, for the last time, people. And I mean the last time on this network. We have an international caller, sir.
Captain, I suggest the Vulcan mind probe.
Oh, ready, babe.
You got enough virtual audio cables, don't you?
Yeah, what the hell just happened with that? But I tell you what I don't like.
I set up the virtual audio cables.
You did
so
who?
I can play music, too. I set up the virtual audio cables so I can play music, too.
We'll play some.
Play some. Blue, let me search. What do you want?
We're going to be able to hear it?
Yeah, you'll be able to hear anything that I'm playing right here.
This is the man, people. When I say the man, this is the man right here in the building. This is Mr. Side 9. Oh, okay. Talk about playing the record backwards or something. You know what I mean? Oh, let me add my beat in there. Watch this. Watch this, y'all. Oh, we're getting funky.
Working it out.
I'm about to get crunk. Y'all ain't want me to get crunk. You know what I'm saying?
Come
No more Wrecking the Game Radio Monday, 817, you live up in the building. What's happening?
What's up, man? As far as the no more Blog Talk Radio crew.
There you go. In the building, Trilateral Commission. We missed one half, but, you know, we still holding it down, man. We are still holding it down. This is Mr. Seti, Baby Powder Fresh Jake, representing Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. You know what I'm saying? A.K.A. Mr. Life After Dust Live.
It's
going down
real
big, man.
It's crazy, man.
I mean, so what is your plans? What is your plans after the big move?
Well, today's my last show, and you know, I'll start next Monday. I'll be doing it for my radio station that I've had for 5 months playing music on. Anyway, I'm like, and I've done live shows on there before while I was on Blog Talk. I was like, okay, I gotta figure out what I'm gonna make the move. And as soon as they sent me that thing back in December, that made me say, okay, you know what? I should just move completely over to my station now.
Yeah, you should have, but shit, if I would have known that, hell, you should have been doing something with the move.
I told everybody about the site, and I told them about the station and everything.
But not the dot Ning page, right?
It's tied within the dot name. That's the thing. It's like when you go to the name, that music that's playing, that's from my radio station. I made a special player to play the station stream on there, but my actual network that I'm doing myself from is called IceRadioUSA.net. I kind of help run it over there. Sure.
Okay, so what we're gonna have to do is when we get ours officially rolling, then we have to add your link. You know what I'm saying? So when they click on yours, because
y'all do y'all stuff through. You gonna be doing it through Shoutcast, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I do monitoring. So, yeah, I'll be very familiar with what's going on then.
Well, you can do a lot with that. You can
cross-broadcast
a couple of shows, link each other's radio station up on your websites, put the links up, recommend each other, play some audio tunes.
The mobile versions are better. The blog talks are mobile. I mean, it's endless.
Man, everything is better than this blog talk shit. I don't know what the hell these motherfuckers
are. And the crispiness of it. I did it shows me and I said, what the hell am I still doing a blog talk, man?
Yeah, the quality of it, like especially even through TalkShoe. I mean, just the audio quality everywhere else. I mean, it's excellent. I don't give a damn what kind of phone you got. If you call from Skype, call them from Heavenly Angel's phone. It make her phone sound good, so you know that's got to be a quality service. You know what I'm saying?
My new phone, $500 G2, yeah.
A $500 phone. Man.
And my old phone was better than this one.
I got an award for the sound quality on Blog Talk.
Oh, yeah.
Let's
go ahead and play it. That sounds like Easy Rider when he get mad and shit. Punch him. I would appreciate if you stay out of my home, sir, recording me during my race.
I like the Charlotte radio site. So I was like, wow.
I went there last week.
And that's the
under construction site. That's not even the. You know, within about a month or two, people, I'm telling you, y'all ain't even going to re-recognize that. You know, because we just ain't official yet, so we can't even move all of the stuff around like, you know, like we're supposed to. But,
right.
Well, I want to give a special thank you to Cyanide for picking.
Who was that guy? Who was Cyanide?
For the day and night, for the wee hours.
You know what I'm saying? That's real, man. I appreciate you, brother. You know what I'm saying?
That's an awesome fucking story, kid.
You know, can't give you can't give you enough applause, but fuck it. You know what I'm saying?
I want you to get up.
But just let you know, Cyanide, yes.
Let's get one thing straight, actor. I don't trust you. And if you betray us, I'll rip your fucking balls off and stuff them up your ass so that the next time you shit, you'll shit all over your balls. Got it?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Got the grace.
419, let's bring Miss Compute the Lady.
Tonight!
Up in this mood, I think.
Farewell party, it sounds like.
That's what it is, people. It's a mother mood, I think. Farewell party. I got to watch what I say. So this is a mood, I think. Farewell party. You know what I'm saying? All your mood, I think. I just can't get over that.
Just
that's
when you thought it was all over, baby.
I've ever said. Miss PC Bo. All righty then.
I didn't want to interrupt. Hey, everybody. Now, you knew I was not going to have it where I wasn't coming through. Now, you knew that.
Oh, well, Ms. Computer Lady, you know, you being a, you know, technical person yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know what I'm saying, once you really hear the new quality on the other networks, you'll
uh-huh.
be like, yeah, I understand.
I know.
that.
It ain't just about this radio station. It's about the quality that the station produces. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
what gets reproduced.
Stuff, if I'm gonna pay for it, I need it to be quality. That's
quality.
Like it, man. I'm not gonna pay. If I could pay the same exact amount that I'm paying Blog Talk and whatnot, I just don't understand that. Why am I gonna pay for stuff with a switchboard disappear all the time and then have time
to
sound messed up?
I'm paying $7 a month. I don't know what Blog Talk talking about.
I don't understand that.
I'm saying if I want to go unlimited, I go ahead and just, you know, and do the $10 a month. But I still don't know what crack y'all smoking on, talking about some $30 a month. For 2 hours.
It's called whoever the head is and all the staff. That's why that's that much of a charge. But thing is, I still want to say congratulations to you all because, hey, there's those times. You gotta make a move on to bigger and better things. Nevertheless, I'm still gonna miss y'all. Me too, y'all.
Oh, we ain't giving up.
Okay,
see, I asked a lot of hosts, other hosts, you know what I'm saying? I was like, well, what y'all gonna do in the move? And a lot of people said they just gonna say, fuck it. So that means that wasn't y'all dream then. This is not y'all dream. See, this is a dream come reality for me personally. And this has been
Smelly. This is something that I've thought about, man, since I was. Man.
I just always felt I was better than the motherfuckers I used to hear on the radio. You know what I'm saying? FM and AM radio. So I feel like, well, if y'all can do it, I think I can do it better and with my own twist.
Right. Well,
and
as you know, whenever I could, I always stop by. Yes, you, Goofy, said he always had excellent shows, and you know that no matter after this, I'm going to support y'all 1,000%. So, you know, you can count on that. And don't want to forget, hey, Saturday night, hey, Angel, hey, everybody. Okay.
Hello.
Hey there. I'll make sure I don't miss nobody. But,
Now, technically, I'll still be here. See,
right.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm very slick about it because basically what I'm doing is I'm going to make a small recap of like a 30-minute recap, like every Saturday, of like all the shows that did for the week, and so you still got to go listen to them. And I'm going to do that. So I'm going to do that broadcast once a week.
I'll
I'm doing is uploading the recap of the show, so I don't need a full switchboard because I have to play with the internet.
Yeah, because actually you and like some of the other hosts, you know, if they had like got wind of it or something happened, there was other stuff that they were going, you know, that they were doing anyway. While doing DC at the same time, some of them just decided, okay, if this is what's going to happen, what I had started, I'm just going to go all the way.
Exactly, that's exactly what I did. Because the fact they decided to make me a feature host, I'm going to use them how they try to use me. That's why I'm not going to completely leave them. I'm leaving them pretty much, I'm 90% leaving them, but I'm still going to use the other 10% of their mind.
Hey.
That's real. That's you know, I ain't even, you know, if there's anything I'm going to do for the 30 minutes, I'll just do nothing new for 30 minutes because that's all I can do in 30 minutes.
There you go. Why not?
You know, that's all you can do. Tune in to Blog Talk Radio for your nothing new updates and more. You know what I'm saying? Just updates. That's all it is. You get news and you get the latest updates that's going on with the new site and all that. So when you go onto the new site,
your website.
They're going to try to move me from my time too.
Yeah, so it's just going to be all talking about what's going on with the site. Okay, we just added
promo the show for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Why not?
You know, we just added this new thing. We got this guest coming on to this show. You feel me?
Oh, why not?
Mm-hmm.
That's
and
the
this
idea
is all
right
I get.
There.
So this is the,
milk
the
it
show
right
for
there.
The week. Boom.
Right.
Yeah, people, I'm just saying.
Yep, for 30
but
minutes.
The full participation that we've been given.
You just promo your own station for 30 minutes. That's all I look at it.
They go three songs to promo the show.
That's what I thought.
Hey, y'all go ahead. I don't blame y'all.
Well, look, this is all I'm saying. Miss Computer Lady.
The listeners and the friends.
Tell me something, Miss Computer Lady. Okay. what is the most important thing when it comes to this radio? What's the most important thing about this radio station?
Loyal listeners.
Yeah, okay. Of course, to the listeners. I mean,
Okay, let's go into the technical area of this. What does it take for this network to be where it's at right now?
Money.
Okay.
I mean,
it takes unlimited space. It takes unlimited bandwidth, and it takes a whole lot of ability because we don't even have no email account. So that only we don't even have no at blog talk. Email account.
Yeah,
so you count that out.
No, because the emails, if any emails are sent to us via BTR, we would have to have our own emails in order to get, you know, whatever correspondence is there.
No, this is what I'm saying.
Right.
So
and
what
you
I'm
see,
saying
the
is,
other thing. Yeah, you go ahead.
We paying y'all to basically host for us. That's what we paying for. We paying y'all to be our website hosters. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we had our own website, we paying y'all to actually host our radio show programs so they can be out into the to the people. Okay, so we paying for hosting services. That's all I'm saying. So we paying y'all hosting services. So if GoDaddy is only charging to the most $15 a month, or $10 a month, and you know, for the long term, or all the way to 3 years, which is $7 a month. I understand you in it for, to make money off of it, but you making a raping off of it because you're not giving anything, anything. You know what I'm saying? Beneficial for us. We're not. What the hell they call it?
You talk to
you do things for somebody. We're not getting compensated. We're getting no compensation. You know what I'm saying? And that's wrong.
I used premium for 3 months. And the first month was free. I paid that $40 for 2 months. I said, I will not pay $40 for this
and
shit.
God, and for what? What did you get out of it, though? Even by being featured, did anybody contact you and say, hey, man, I seen you featured. I want to send you some money.
Because I'm going to break it down. I was featured after the fact. I did that a long time ago. I did a 3 hour show. I said, no more 3 hour shows with me. I started doing that. I was like, if I'm not using a 3 hour show, this is pointless. And so I'm like, okay. The other thing they're trying to probably brag about that is a switchboard moderation where you get to go into, like, go listen to the callers and talk to them while the music is on in a separate screen room.
Right.
You can do that anyways, though.
You can do that. You can really do it. You can do that if you think about it. People say thinking about it, how you can actually do that. But,
You can do it, though. Now, hell, even if you wanted to, well... If you was on Skype would be I would see that a lot easier on Skype because the Skype you ain't got to mute the Skype and everybody
you
who's muted
mute the
on
mic.
The switch, yeah, boom, and but you all still talking on the Skype.
Exactly, that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying moderation is real switchboard for what reason? Get the heck out of here, man.
Because it makes it sound like it's premium. We got to put some more stuff to make it sound like it's worth being premium. Okay, well, look, y'all get
because I might split the beans in mine. Because when they feature me, and then a couple months later they feature me, they would tell me, yo, we're going to start this whole page or blog talk. It's going to basically be a station to promote the minority hosts.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't. They never. I actually kept asking about it when they were doing this, and they never gave me a thing. And then all of a sudden, this whole thing about them talking about we're going to pay for this stuff every month. Now I was like, oh, that's what's so up my mind. I was like, no, y'all not. Y'all went for telling me y'all was trying to get make a place for minority hosted shows at here on Blog Talk so we can draw more to them. But really, what you're doing by this is you're trying to push them away.
Yeah,
That's what it's doing. That's really what it's doing.
They
don't
have income. And they're doing, they come to these stations, they come to Flower Talk because it's an avenue for them to do their show for free.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And when there's other services out there, though, that's all I'm saying. It's talk show.
Exactly.
It's different. It's plenty of different services doing the same exact thing to where you all listen to these programs. Y'all sit people in here and monitor the content of what we're saying. So, being that, you should act on what the hell we're saying. If we telling you your network is fucked up, you need to fix the sound quality. And I've been over here 2 years, and you ain't fixed the sound quality. But then you turn around and say, well, pay me $30. What the hell?
Mr. Chris, the company, Mr. Chris, the company says the best on here. Because his last show was on Friday. He said the best. He said, this is Fisher Price Radio. because they do little kitty things all the fucking time. They do what they want, when they want, how they want.
Mm-hmm. Man,
you know what the thing though, you got also the thing with, you know, with the bandwidth that you are saying and all that, Smelly. I mean, you got, and how many times have we gotten on and talked about the service and the problems that they had with them? Just getting,
well, it ain't like we
bad
mouthing you. We giving you direct ways to improve
mm-hmm.
your network to make. Oh, and then we all show hosts. This ain't just people calling in to randomly
right.
complain
and
about the network. We the ones that's making the network function.
And we've been here for years. And we've been here for more than a year. That's what I'm saying. We've actually been.
Mm-hmm.
I think because Mr. Freeland, your show's at least 2 years old, isn't it? Almost 2 years. Because it'd be 2 years in the summer.
Yeah. Well, mine will be 2 years in July.
Right.
Yeah,
so
everybody coming on 3 years, because mine's three years
yeah.
in on the 25th.
Right.
Yeah, cause mine, right, because everybody's been on here for a pretty great amount of time. And so obviously we want to stay, and if we're going to stay, we want something to be good, but I'm not paying $40 a month, and I'm still going to get the same switchboard nonsense. I'm going to pay for
crap.
A brand new switchboard that's still going to go click, click, click. Because I got tired of that. All last week, I got a lot of clicking on the switchboard, and I'm tired of that crap. I'm trying to get hung up
and
more. Hoes getting me, guests getting hung up more. That's stupid.
That was real stupid. And then
couple of interviews where that happened. I was like, oh, God. And there was no, and well, before I switched, and there was no way to, call them back. It was like, oh, shoot.
Right. That's his low. Or you got the ass that's been popping up lately, doing the people. Even with me, I've been doing live shows, and then I hear this crap pop up talking about
that's
vacuum cleaner now. And it's from keeping up your account page. So if you keep your account page up, you know you got your account page and switching your chat. So if you got the account page up, it's constantly streaming them damn ads.
Right.
Which
and then one of them, a couple
the
of my audio ads.
Okay, if you signed up, and I remember I asked this for the rev share, because I think that you were probably on one of those shows I asked about that. To my understanding, if we sign up for that, a lot of these pop-up ads and all these other ads, there'll be some type of conversation one point or another. I'm like, okay, look. So I'm going to shoot. But in order for you to get the conversation now, they want you to pay all this money. There are some of us who are small businesses. I mean, we understand the sinking and all of that. Now, with me, what I'm doing, I'm just doing a free trial premium. And I'll decide what to do at the end of February. But I had to think about that when that announcement came. I said, I got too much of a fan base. And I got too many people, plus I got sponsors. I said, I can't let people down. I mean, I got some other things.
But see, you got sponsors, too, now.
That
in a different boat. You already got sponsors that's supporting what you're doing. But even still, by you saying that you got sponsors, you know what I'm saying, they should be taking us. I mean, hell, you going to their damn Blog Talk 101 and actually talk to these people. Interact.
Yeah, I do.
So I mean, if they're not listening and you interactively and you right there telling them, hey, listen, I've been on these other couple of shows And this is one of the problems. Y'all audio quality, these pop-up ads. Hey, I know you done said all of this.
Now,
but if
you
it
know
goes
I
in one ear and go out the
you
next,
know
come
I
on.
Told him. You
come
know
on.
I told him. You were there, too.
I talk directly with the staff at least once a week because they always bother and try to, oh, who else are you going to have on your show? Like, I'm like, no, I need you to exclude that. I want to talk to you about how much why the switchboard messing up. That's what I want to know. Mm-hmm. They ask the wrong crap. And they worry about the, and the thing is, they're like, they want you to, and that's, and I told them that too. I told Philip Reacher, who's the director of programming, I said, it's not right for, you know, I said, I'm taking my content. Y'all try to tell you we can't have, our content's not harvesting ours. I said, yes, it is. I said, as long as y'all try to make me pay for it, for blogs right now, and the fact that I have helped bring y'all, basically, I've helped bring y'all revenue. By bringing guests to there, which I'm not getting paid then. I see one of those little revenue sharing program checks one every 3 months, and it ain't much.
I ain't never got one. They sent me a statement talking some 16 cents, and I sent them a statement back, and I ain't going to tell you what it is, but. Yeah. Hey, that was a statement. Okay, that was a statement.
Now, that's really don't want to, believe me. He just itching to, you know, because he was jealous right now.
Man, I ain't studying that. You know, it's right. Just that, you know, and outside of this radio, you know, this radio network is on all my business cards. I put flyers up. You know what I'm saying? I got shit just posted in clubs and just, I mean, for the outside advertisement that I'm spending my money and my time on. I don't get no compensation for that.
All you're doing is branding. You're not branding. When we do that, we're not branding ourselves. And our people are coming
you
to our show.
Blog
now,
Talk
oh,
Radio.
Exactly.
You,
every time you do
that. You branding
it.
Blog Talk every damn time. You branding them. Branding the brand. Blah, 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 blah.
Well,
real quick, let me give a shout out to, real quick, I just want to give a shout out to Inception Radio, Haven Garcia, Life After Dust Live, Miss Computer Lady, Miss Society Night, everybody on the phone. Well, that's shit. Everybody in the chat. So, and definitely Miss Heavenly Angel and myself. So, and big ups to y'all. You know what I'm saying? And thank you everybody for, you know, participating in this last little show right here. It's not the last show, people, but it is the last show as far as the extent of, you know, what you gonna get. So if y'all motherfuckers want premium services, goddamn, you got to go to Trilateral Radio. You know what I'm saying? You want these motherfucking free services, you got to stay right here, Blog Talk. So we're going to give you some free listening for about 30 minutes. And that's, yeah.
You ain't going to get it. Like I said, you ain't going to get it when you get it on the radio station. You're going to get a little taste. You're going to go, hey, man, maybe I need to start listening a lot. Yeah, that's...
Okay. They gonna get 30 minute bleep shows, and if y'all want to hear the uncut version,
y'all gotta go somewhere else.
You gotta go to trialoutradio.com.
Because you're not gonna be able to get it from them. I'm telling you now. Now you had a lot of hosts who started and just kept the 30 minutes, but that's them. You know.
That symbolizes no progress. That's what that symbolizes. My first show, and everybody go back, I did 30 minutes. My first show, my first, very first show, February 25th, that was a 30-minute show. And if you listen to it, yeah, y'all gonna be like, damn, he didn't know shit. But the second day, I came back and did an hour show. You know what I'm saying? Because I was comfortable then. It took me 30 minutes to get, you know what's going on. And then it took me an hour to really get into it. And every day after that, it's been moving on to hours, 2 hours.
I mean, damn, that's like a sex quickie. I feel like I'm quickly having sex. Here we go, man, 30 minutes. Ready, set,
they're
go.
They're
going to
be like, God damn. Then she's going to get mad. She's going to get mad.
Sounds soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
Damn, 30 minutes, that's it? That's all you can do was 30 minutes? Damn, baby. I mean, shit. I'm not to do it in the porn video. You might need to come over to Trilateral Radio to get the whole 2 hour swing, if you know what I mean.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Hey, you know what? Quick,
Quick question.
You know what I'm saying? Oh. Welcome to the Quickie Radio. QuickieRadio.com. Because, yeah, that's what it's going to be right here. Quickie.
Oh,
okay. You know what I'm saying? We're going to entertain you real quick.
We're
going to see
you. She's going to simulcast my show as well on VIM Radio.
Okay, now look. This is what, who the hell pointed out? Because I don't want to steal nobody's idea. But one of the show hosts on here said we needed to do this. Said you need to get one website, something like we're doing for the Trilateral Commission. Because that's we're making our own network. That's not saying that's our shows, though. You got Record and Game Radio Show, Goofy Bone Radio Show, and then Sadie J's Radio Show. So, you know, our network, that's when you got to brand one name and then have everybody underneath that one website. I don't know, greatestshowsofalltime.com or something. But then it has all of our websites individually linked, you know what I'm saying, from that. And that's what we all need to be pushing, just that one site, instead of 10 people having all their 10 sites, you know what I'm saying, trying to share with each other. But then it's not directly sharing. Cause I don't know, you know, I might not know Goofy Bone, you know what I'm saying? So that's one site I'm actually missing, you know what I'm saying, getting exposure off of, versus we had just one site. And everybody's shows and everything, all they, you know, all your links and all your information is linked right there. So even if they want to listen to the show, they can still listen to it right there, unless they want to get the full comment, updates, friends, and all that. Then you click the link, and it'll take you to, you know, your page, your actual website, or take you to my actual website, and then my, you know what I'm saying? And then they can go from there. But we need, you know, and I said that was smart. I said, but the only thing about that is certain radio show hosts won't. Will feel that they're not getting as much as exposure as other radio shows on that same page.
Right.
Right.
Just a quick question.
Right. Yeah, just a quick question. Yeah, I say, hey, did you ever get it straight as far as that content problem you had? Or are they still the same answer that you got?
What you mean, content?
Oh, say, because I remember one show you were mentioning that, you know, the content, whatever you produce for your shows, what BTR said to you.
What about it? Supposed to be edited or something? Or?
No, that I guess it was like, if my memory serves me correctly, it's supposed to be the property of BTR, even if you produced or whatever, because your show is on BTR or whatever.
Right, that's what I talked to them about. Yeah, that's what I talked to them about. They were like, "Well, basically, it's all part because you broadcast it on Blog Talk." That's exactly why I won't be doing that crap. Matter of fact, I'm really afraid to do the snippets. I mean, do the snippets now because I want them thinking that's gonna be property of Blog Talk.
That's a good question.
That's a whole horror movie.
Straight Alfred Hitchcock up in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Oh,
come on down, people. But, you know, laughing at Jaime, you know what I'm saying? He say Trilateral Radio sounds like the United Nations. We own that concept, people. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole concept behind the Trilateral Commission. It's the same exact, we the good version of the Trilateral Commission. Put it that way. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we know it's mimicked after a group of fucking crooks, you know what I'm saying, who are running a motherfucking scam over the American people. But this is why we've named ourselves the same exact thing, because, you know, we are the reaction. It's the opposite and equal reaction. Well, we the reaction. From you motherfuckers thinking y'all so slicky dick, well, we got the same shit going on. And we got the same power generated. We just don't have the funds right now that they have. In order to get us, you know what I'm saying, where we, you know, might not want to be, but shit, need to be. You know, people, I mean, sometimes you got to take sacrifices. And everything ain't going to be a smooth road. Sometimes you got to go over a couple of bumps. You know what I'm saying, in order to get to that smooth path. You got to do it.
That is the truth. Oh,
you know,
man.
You got to do it. You know, TV looks for an easy route, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, you know.
I'm going to bounce back in, Smelly, if you can... I gotta take care of some. If you can let me out for a few, I'm gonna be back shortly, okay?
I just wanna let let you know, Miss Computer Lady.
You sound soft on us like some school boy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
What the fuck was that? I thought I was in the Tron movie.
Tonight!
You get 5 minutes of nutty on, baby.
All right, Miss Computer Lady is out the building, people. What sound bite is that?
That's a song. Just the beginning of a song.
Oh.
We can also play this one.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Oh, a little bit of that.
I thought that was my cell phone.
Oh, groovy, baby.
Oh, sacrilege.
Not really, Jess.
Oh, sacrilege. That does sound like one of those cell phone commercials gone wild.
Uh-huh.
Ding, 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 ding. Is that your cell phone ringing? And then the little lizard pulls out the motherfucking cell phone like, where do you keep your wallet? Well, that goddamn Geico commercial, boy, they fucking trip, man. Y'all insurance sucks ass. But, yeah, your commercials are cute. I'll buy that for $1. All right, people, let me go ahead and wash this thing on out, man. I'll give y'all 5 articles, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Nutty news. How about that? You know what I'm saying? No more Wrecking the Game Radio Monday. It sounds kind of sad, people, but I don't have any violin music to play. You know what I'm saying? So fuck it. Wah, 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 wah. Yeah, that old David Banner. Anybody got that music? We need the old David Banner as the show about to go off, you know what I'm saying? Wah, 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 wah. Wah, wah. I'm going to have to find that theme music. Sorry, people. I know. The harmonious home is off a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, y'all get the gist of what I'm talking about. So fuck it. All right. Over here in Texas, people, we're going to go ahead and give you the last Nutty News of the Day. Nutty News of the Day is brought to you part by NuttyNewsTheDay.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy and off-the-wall news from around the world. And if you say that fast, then you must be from around the world. Because, damn, I'm tired. Teen is fined $637 for foul mouth. Yeah, that's how Texas is getting down, people. A suburban Dallas teenager had to take on a waitressing job to pay $637 after being ticketed for using bad language in a high school classroom. Court records show that teacher Michelle Lean heard Victoria Mullen say, "You trying to start shit?" Well, it says explicative, people, but you don't always have to give you the real deal. Yeah. Loudly in class, and she was sent to the principal's office and given lunch detention. The next day, the school resource officer presented the North Mesquite High School student a ticket, the fine for disorderly conduct, an abusive language was $340, but other charges included failure to show for a hearing.
Alrighty.
Damn.
I got something to say to the university.
These are the new awards, people. You know what I'm saying? That we got coming up. You know, this is some real nasty country shit right here, but it only goes down right here in Florida. Oh yeah. Man is arrested over cockroaches. Yeah. After he allegedly purchased 500 illegal cockroaches through the internet. What the f*** is illegal?
I want no bug. What is he want with cockroaches?
That's a roach. Derek Allen Rader allegedly forged a permit giving him permission to purchase the roaches, although it was unclear that what he intended to do with them. Blaptika Dubia are a native of South and Central America and are considered an invasive species in Florida, which officials said has the largest number of roach species in the United States, mainly due to the project. Oh, my bad. The roaches, also called the guana orange-spotted cockroach, are considered a gourmet reptile food because of their soft shells and high protein content.
Right.
Chinese people also eat those, too, because of the protein. Yeah. I doubt that. Hey, Sadie, you ever ate chocolate-covered roaches?
No, I don't have it. That's not my type of dough.
Chocolate-covered ants? Ants on the lawn?
Anybody?
Cyanide? I know y'all get all weird, wild, and crazy. You ain't never did that? Hello?
No.
Hello?
Darkness, everybody! Everyone, darkness is ready!
Oh.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, well, hey, man, you know, don't knock it until you diet it. Or something like that.
I am wet and I am shiny. I am wet and I am shiny. I am wet and I am shiny. Oh. Oh. I am wet and shiny.
Oh, man. People.
We just get out of the shower.
I and I will have his own show coming soon, people. He is just practicing. Live on the Trilateral Radio Network, man. Y'all make sure y'all tune in. We have an international show for y'all, and that ain't even on here. You know that's weird on Blog Talk. Out of all these fucking hosts on here, there hasn't been one international show host. Well, excuse me. Besides the one that have come through this radio show network, Lil Lola and Miss Tasha Triple X. But between them two,
two. And the chick from Drunken AO.
Drunken AO. Where's she from?
Ireland.
Oh, Ireland. Okay. Well, there you go. Shit. I mean, but this whole network, it don't have really, you know what I'm saying? We got more international listeners than they do show hosts. It just seemed kind of weird, you know what I'm saying? Like, who cares, though? Because we're moving, and we're going to have them. On Trilateral Radio. Can rain. Back in Texas, 10-year-old girl is arrested for fighting with her sister.
What? Hey, come on, Texas, man.
Texas, damn, y'all finna get the goddamn, man, we doing some stupid shit award. And that's what it's gonna say. Man, we doing some stupid shit. Damn. Police in Flower Mound arrested a 10-year-old girl for fighting with her older sister. They handcuffed her. Took her fingerprints and picture and charged with assault. Man,
wow.
Oh, fuck. Oh, man.
And it's, that's
they were
right
playing
through.
In a.
That's right up the street from me, like, literally.
Damn. They were playing in a Flower Mound park when a 10-year-old, when 10-year-old Reagan refused to follow 13-year-old Desiree's instructions. She pushed me, so I just walked away from it. Desiree recalled, the third time she pushed me, we just started fighting. Someone saw them fighting and called police. They fingerprinted my baby, said Rhonda Green. My baby is in the system for having a fight with her sister, and she's 10 years old. You fucking right, man. You know what I'm saying? The psychological effect on a goddamn 10-year-old and you taking her through the process, that is some bullshit, people. But, like we do for all bullshit here, you know what I'm saying? We give it the good old award.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
It's an
idea, brother. Yeah, we missed the bitch on it, but, you know. Where the hell was that? Damn, y'all on the map. Shouts out to Dallas. Damn, Texas. Damn, y'all trying to make a come up because y'all been left out of the nutty news lately? Fuck, we got to do some stupid shit to get in the news. Damn, y'all making a come up. Y'all making a come up. Crime Stoppers chief is indicted for fraud. I wonder if somebody called the line on her. Oh! Not bad. 26-year-old police veteran who headed the Dallas Crime Stoppers has been indicted for a conspiracy to commit wire fraud in connection with the tipster-based crime-fighting program. Dallas Police Department Senior Corporal Theodora Ross, 50, of Rowlett, Texas, appeared before U.S. Magistrate Judge Jeff Kaplan. A co-defendant, Malva R. Daly, 36, of Dallas, also was indicted on one count of conspiracy to commit wire fraud. Crime Stoppers is a nationwide program that offers cash rewards for information from anonymous callers as long as the tip leads to the arrest and indictment of criminals. Damn. How are you the head boss lady? You know what I'm saying? Hey, you motherfucker.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Oh, let me help you. You know what I'm saying? They get fired from a Crime Stoppers job. What the fuck is that all about? You know what I'm saying? Like, all right. Anyways, two more,
they
man. Over here in New York, separated dogs reunite and wed. Are they talking about me? Oh, my bad. Yeah. Two dogs at a New York shelter separated when a dog napper made off with one of them were reunited and married in a civil ceremony, shelter workers on crack said. Because that's what apparently you stupid motherfuckers must be on, some goddamn crack or some kind of mind-altering motherfucking medicine. Oh, look at here. Archie is a poodle shih tzu mix, and Edith is a chihuahua papillon combo. Both 12 years old, have been together since they were puppies, and Archie was heartbroken when a woman came to the shelter allegedly to inquire about adopting Edith, but then walked out with the dog hidden under her coat. Using surveillance video footage, police were able to find the woman and recover the dog. From a dog shelter. Like, the motherfucker need to find a home anyways. He in a home. Why are you going back and taking him out of a good home? Just because he didn't pay for his ass. I mean, shit. I don't think he give a fuck if $4 or $2 pass over the counter, as long as he gets some goddamn dog biscuit at the end of this here visit. That's crazy. But hey, you know, goddamn Goofy Bone, I wouldn't put it past him. You know what I'm saying? Marrying off Boo News, some goddamn dog and shit. You know what I'm saying? I ain't thinking about that. Jaime Garcia, ay, pow, pow, pow. All my Mexicans out there made a valid point. He said, if it's an anonymous caller, how do they get the reward? Yeah, because of the motherfuckers that want that award, they put all the information out there. Yeah. Well, but if you want the award, you're going to have to tell us your name, full name, so we can kill you before the trial. I mean, so we can inform you before the trial. You motherfuckers. What the fuck?
Watch out now.
Oh, man, that's crazy. This is first on the map, people. First on the map. We're over in Bhutan. Not Juton, the singing group. Bhutan, where a monk faces 5 years for possession of chewing tobacco. Damn. A Buddhist monk could face 5 years in prison as to become the first casualty of a stringent anti-smoking law in the tiny Himalayan kingdom of Bhutan, which vows to become the first smoke-free nation. Bhutan, where smoking is considered bad for one's karma, banned the sale of tobacco in 2005. With a thriving smuggling operation from neighboring India, the ban failed to make much of an impact. The new law has granted police powers to enter homes, threatening jail for shopkeepers selling tobacco and smokers who fail to provide customs receipts for imported cigarettes.
Wow.
And y'all motherfuckers, yeah, worrying about you're secondhand smoke and all that.
All right.
I'm on steam. I'm not taking no for an answer. I'm a sex machine, and I will have you on your knees. I'm a sex.
If you love to smoke, then you know there's no place left in America where you can light up a butt these days. That's why Carnival is proud to offer our new Smokers Cruise.
You
aboard our luxury.
The world was less like this.
I could use a smoke.
Hey, put that out.
And more like this.
In India.
I could use a smoke.
You murderer! I might have children one day!
Smoking kills, unless you kill first. If you're around a smoker, you will die. Smokers may look relaxed and like they're having fun. Don't believe it. Vote yes on Proposition 421. Let's outlaw smoking everywhere, even in people's homes, and allow honest citizens to legally kill anyone who smokes. Let's live in a world without smokers. Prohibition works. Let's prove it. Let's move up the food chain. It's time to smoke the smokers. Vote yes on Proposition 421.
And this is, I'm going to end this on a funny and a sad note, people. Funny and a sad note. And this is kind of weird because I was just considering going to Africa, but, yeah, I might want to reconsider.
I have to say, go to Egypt, it's cheap right now.
Well, you might not want to go if you're having some backup problems.
Well, it depends, yeah. There was a story on the radio of people that came back from Egypt today. They were on vacation there, but they said on the place where we were, at the tourist place, we didn't notice anything about it. That it's mainly in the capital. They said they didn't even notice on at the airport.
What happened?
They were they had to go back. Because of the travel agency, they retreated everybody there.
Oh, no, hell no, I ain't talking about that. That's, no, I'm talking about this crazy shit. African country is set to make breaking wind a crime.
What?
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people, I like to eat me some chili, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, chili has that effect on you, you know what I'm saying? Might not want to be eating chili in Africa, though. Breaking wind is set to be made a crime in an African country. The government of Malawi planned to punish persistent offenders who foul the air in a bid to mold responsible and disciplined citizens. But locals fear that pinning responsibility on the crime would be difficult and may lead to miscarriages of justice as criminals attempt to blame others for their offense. The crime will be enforceable in a new local court system, which will also have powers to punish a range of other crimes in the bill, set to be debated in the country's parliament. These include insulting the modesty of a woman, challenging to fight a duel, and trespassing on a burial place. Wow.
Wow.
And I have to bring y'all this because this sad news comes out of Tampa, people, right here in my own fucking hometown. Yeah. You think of sick people in the world, well, you probably don't think twice. In Tampa, a woman killed her children because they were mouthy. Yes.
Wow.
But check this out. Check this out. With a 38 caliber revolver she bought 5 days before, Julia Schnecker shot her 13-year-old son twice in the head as they drove home from soccer practice. She then parked the family's SUV in the garage of their new Tampa home, went upstairs and shot her 16-year-old daughter in the back of the head and in the face as she did her homework on the computer. She told investigators she killed her children because they talked back, they were mouthy, and she was tired of it. Schnecker, 50, was arrested on 2 counts of first-degree murder. She showed no remorse.
I'm
speechless.
Yeah. Sheep lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-legged, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Dirtbag.
Bitch!
Well, that went well.
And for the kids, man, God dang. And that will
Timmy!
Do it. Let's see here. Miss Computer Lady, you still there? You still flying outside the ship? And what you doing, woman?
Well,
She's hanging all on to the ship. Yeah, let me back in. Let me back in.
Yeah, because it's cold outside. Shoot.
You know, that space is a motherfucker, you know?
Yeah, you move the warm part of the spaceship somewhere and you give a notice or whatever. Man. He moved the button, I can't stay long, but I just want to say, again, I love you all very much. Y'all take care. Again, y'all have my support. And, you know, bye-bye, everybody. Take care. Love y'all.
That's real. Miss Computer Lady, you know, it's been a blessing, you know what I'm saying, and everything, meeting you. You know what I'm saying? And talking to you via Tiny Chat and all that. Sorry you couldn't be in Las Vegas so we can meet person to person. But, you know, it's still more to come. You know what I'm saying? And that should be might be one of our big things that we're going to do on as far as the Trilateral Radio Network. And that's to actually get hosts together and have big reunions like that. Because we did see that was a big impact on all of us.
Uh-huh.
I mean, for those that was there and for the ones that wasn't there. Because those influencers actually, you know, get there. And we all know that we can't do it. We just need to organize and get it done. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And I agree with that. So, yeah, I'm still going to say I'm going to meet everybody one way or another one day because so far I met Juicy. I met just last night. Had a great time. So I'm looking forward to a future meeting with all that I can meet up with.
Right. Make sure everybody check back, you know what I'm saying, for daily updates. You know what I'm saying? We will have that on the show, you know what I'm saying, daily updates for you guys, let you know, the progress of Trilateral Radio and what we're going to be doing. You know, once again, much love to Inception Radio, Jaime Garcia, Miss Computer Lady, definitely, Cyanide, Heavenly Angel, Set It Baby Powder President Jay, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Goofy Bone, who called in earlier, I'm not sure what happened, but he did call in. I'm saying he called in, but he just called in and hung up, so I didn't get a chance to talk to him. But other than that, people, you know what I'm saying? This is not the end of Reckoning Game Radio. This is just a transition to a bigger and better radio. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we're moving to. TrilateralRadio.com. By this evening, people, y'all should receive an email address with all of the update and correct website information so you can click directly on Trilateral Radio and bam, you're going to be official. And I will be taking a little break from Blog Talk Radio for the rest of the week. And this is just so we can get all the content and everything else ready, you know what I'm saying, for Trilateral Radio. So if y'all tune in, only thing I'm going to be doing is just uploading, you know, just uploading something so it'll be something on the show so you can hear something. But it won't be live.
Okay,
Stokey. I can't get enough of that. I like that. I don't know what that is.
I can't get enough of that. 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 I can't get enough of that.
Reckoning Game Radio, people.
I can't get enough of that. I can't get enough of that.
Is that an actual song?
That's an actual song.
Shows your people's talent. You know what I'm saying?
I can't get enough of that. I can't get enough of that. I can't get enough of that.
I can see that being on a trilateral commission soon.
I can get enough of that. Yeah, I mean, I can get enough of that. That yeah. Yeah. I think your button has got stuck there, brother.
Yeah.
Man. And we're getting out of here with, you know, of course, Shelly K, special friends. Cause, you know, all y'all are special friends, man. And you know, I'd like to thank the Lord for meeting all y'all beautiful people of the world. You know what I'm saying? And I mean the world.
Likewise.
It's been great, people. You know what I'm saying? So make sure y'all get ready. You know what I'm saying? To move over to the new network, I'm going to head out the house right now, shoot over to down the street, and purchase the domain, you know, so I can go ahead and put it on my credit card so I can go ahead and add it. And
the information, so I'll have the website up tonight.
Yeah, so I'll send that over to you. And, you know, hey, actually give me like 30 minutes and then you check your email, and I'll be sending all the information, whatever information is. And do I need to go with the $7.99 or $15? We need unlimited space and bandwidth, or just start out with the 150 gig and unlimited and then upgrade later on?
That's your decision.
Think big. Think big is all I can say.
All right.
I would try it out for at least a year, see if it picks up. You need some storage to pick up an archive to keep people entertained and all that stuff. I would go for the unlimited one.
Oh, the space, unlimited space. Yeah, because 150 gigs, when you start talking about me uploading contact, Goofy uploading contact, content, you know what I'm saying? All our songs, all his songs, all our skits and all that. Isn't that eating up our 150 gigs of space?
Uh-huh. Yes,
oh, okay.
It will.
Yeah. So we got to go with the unlimited space, people. We'll be going.
And you don't need TalkShoe for the archive. You just upload it to your own server. And then for every show, I will submit it to iTunes, Zune, so that people can get it on their podcast player.
Now, isn't that automatically updated, or is that just...
That is automatically updated. If you upload your episode to the page and you make a posting where you... In the posting below, you can put in your episode, your show, from that day. And then when you click post, it will automatically get published to the website, to Zune, to iTunes, and all that stuff.
Mm. Now, how are you calling me on the backdrop, Heavenly Angel? Oh, probably because she ain't on the show. I'm there, they're calling like, how in the hell did I look up and you ain't on the switch? Yeah.
Man, I found out I want to hear my song, man.
Oh. Well, I have to email Shelly K to you. I'm saying, how can I play? You can't hear it over the phone. I'm on the phone.
Oh, yeah, I guess not.
Yeah. I don't listen to the show myself.
Yeah,
we still got Steady Baby Powder Fresh J hanging out, Mr. Cyanide. We on the VIP hour, and since you ain't on, I guess I'll go ahead and crank it back up and play a bunch of more songs.
Uh-oh, the bad line.
Oh. Nah, yeah, I'm just going to play the last song, and we'll be up out of there. All right, but stick by your messenger, though, because I'll be hitting you up on the Gmail chat. So.
Yeah, dat moet van het weekend komen, als je mij wil zijn, als je mijn pa wil komen.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, let's send out my ledger, buddy.
All right. Hello, go out to everybody. There you go. All right. They heard you. You on speakerphone, they can hear you. You just can't hear that.
All right, people. Have a good day. Much love.
All right. All right. There you go. All right. I'll hit you up a little later on, babe. That's Miss Heavenly Angel with the raggediest phone in the world.
Oi.
And I mean the world.
The world.
She got a $5 phone. That goddamn shit is worse than Blog Talk's content. God damn. She got a Blog Talk phone. Blog Talk must have been selling cell phones. She got a Blog Talk cell phone plan because damn, that quality sucks. She's crazy, man. All right, so we're going with that. Unlimited. All right, and all right. Let me add that to my cart, and I want 1 month. We're going to try out the first month, see how it goes. And I got to hit up Easy Rider to get some, you know, see how much he's going to donate to us, you know what I'm saying, in order to pay for the site and stuff. He said just let him know. So I get the total price on how much it's going to cost. It's probably going to run like $120, and see how much he can help us out on that. And there you go. Once I get that, you know what I'm saying, then I'll purchase the whole.
I would ask him, yeah. Check out what he wants to donate and then try if you can go for an entire year at once. Then you got entire year to try it out to build an audience.
Yeah, he asked me. He said just let him know what we needed, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, he said he wanted to be one of the sponsors. So, I mean, sponsorship means, you know what I'm saying, provide capital. We don't need anything else as far as sponsorship. I mean, we need, you know what I'm saying, we need the ability to get it up and running. So, that's what he already said he's willing to help us out with. So, cool. I'm cool with that.
Yeah, go on.
Is that background music?
Well, I can.
You
want background music, okay. Let's,
we're getting rid of the porn, man. You know, we move over, you know, the porn, we got to find something else besides just porn. You know what I'm saying? To play in the back, so we need to get some. No, not that porn. I'm saying we need to get some different porn.
Yeah, I don't think I got. Oh, wait. I might have something, but where is it? I got a huge collection here and really hard to find something. I need RNS records. I'm afraid I'm not gonna find it.
All right, let's see. We want a business account, personal, or both? This is basically be both, right? Business and personal. Monthly statement of the account, yeah.
Start with personal.
What is the difference between the personal and the business?
Oh, my Skype is fucking up and I can't hang up and call back in.
All right. Okay. And now I have to hit you up on the Gmail anyway.
Come on, Skype.
Yeah, they ain't gonna do it.
You're still breaking up. I hope you will return to normal any second now.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, I'm going to hit you up on Gmail.
All righty. Now I'm
going to hit you up on the Gmail chat. Yeah, I hit you up on the Gmail chat because I'm going to run down and go on and put this on my credit card so I can go and order.
All righty.
And then I'll hit you up in about 30 minutes. You have all the show, all the whatever you need. I don't know. Whatever they give me, I'm afford it all to you.
Okay. I'll make some dinner and try to have food first.
That'll work. All right, people. No more Raggedy Gang Radio. Live right here on blogtalkradio.com/WDGE Radio. We will still be in the building, but you only going to get the free services. So if you want to go premium, goddammit, you got to upgrade. Go to trilateralradio.com. Hit everything in full, uncut, uncensored, everything, people. Yeah, much love. Holla.
You're free. Never ever leave me sad. You do.